From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has outlined a clean break from the European Union, fulfilling a long-standing promise to British voters. The 12-point plan, dubbed Hard Brexit, the Prime Minister said Britain will leave the European single market as a way to control immigration and seek a new agreement with the rest of the 27 EU members so Britain can forge its own trade deals. The British Prime Minister said both houses of the Parliament will vote Friday on a final deal to exit the European Union. Former Brexit talks, expected to take up to 2 years, are expected to begin in late March.
A little over 6 months ago, the British people voted for change. They voted to shape a brighter future for our country. They voted to leave the European Union and embrace the world. And they did so with their eyes open, accepting that the road ahead will be uncertain at times, but believing that it leads towards a brighter future for their children and their grandchildren too.
The final agreement could shape the future of the United Kingdom. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh declared a 90-day state of emergency Tuesday, just 2 days before he's to step down and make way for President-elect Adama Barrow. Mr. Jammeh has refused to accept the results of the December 1st election, prompting a warning from U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
President Jammeh is losing opportunities to respect the will of the Gambian people.
Mr. Jammeh, under growing international pressure to step down, denounced what he called unprecedented and extraordinary foreign meddling in his country's affairs. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition carried out 4 airstrikes against Islamic State targets in recent days near the Syrian town of El Bab, where Turkish-backed forces are trying to dislodge insurgents from its border area. Turkey, alarmed by Washington's support of Kurdish fighters, has been critical of what it calls a lack of U.S. coalition air support. Meanwhile, the World Food Program says it's suspending airdrops of humanitarian supplies to the besieged eastern city of Deir el-Zor because of heavy fighting between government defenders and assaulting Islamic State fighters.
WFP partners on the ground simply cannot expose the lives of the 60 volunteers who are in that open landing zone and would receive the supplies and distribute them. It's simply too dangerous to do this now.
Bettina Lusher, a WEF spokesperson, Islamic State, which has controlled much of the province for 3 years, Saturday launched an intense attack to capture the city. Russian President Vladimir Putin is blaming the outgoing Obama administration of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a news conference in Moscow, Mr. Putin said the release of an unverified dossier containing salacious allegations about Mr. Trump was part of an effort by the Obama administration to undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect in spite of his convincing presidential win. Mr. Putin said they want to bind him hand and foot, prevent him from fulfilling his campaign promises. At a separate news conference Tuesday in Moscow, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said relations with the U.S. could improve once Mr. Trump is sworn in Friday. President Barack Obama Tuesday commuted the lengthy prison sentence of transgender soldier Chelsea Manning, who's serving 35 years for providing hundreds of thousands of classified documents, including diplomatic cables, to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks. In one of his final acts as chief executive, Mr. Obama pardoned 64 people and commuted the sentences of more than 200 others. Manning is set to be freed in May. In Ivory Coast, at least 2 soldiers were killed Tuesday in fresh unrest after the government negotiated an end to a security force mutiny earlier this month over wages. The latest unrest is in the capital, Yamoussoukro, and came hours after the government began paying out bonuses to former rebel fighters. The 2 soldiers killed as they apparently approached a camp for elite Republican Guard troops. The presence of troops, some firing weapons, were reported in several Ivorian cities. Germany's Supreme Court has rejected a bid to outlaw the rightist National Democratic Party, saying its xenophobic appeal is minimal, does not threaten democratic order. U.S. stock values fell Tuesday, led by financials and other post-election gainers as earnings season kicked into gear, the benchmark Dow Jones losing nearly 60 points to 19,826. The dollar tumbled after President-elect Trump suggested it was too high.
That's the latest world news from VOA.